Thursday, 16th of August 2012. And it's a half and half morning weather wise. Lots of cloud, sun hiding away somewhere. But it's pleasant. Pleasant enough for shorts, t-shirt again. They're slightly cool. But it's fine. Up here, we would consider this a fine day. Yesterday morning at 9 a.m, I was in my perch waiting for Nick Holloway to call on Google Plus Hangout, and it didn't appear. I waited a wee bit, and still didn't appear. Hopefully he'll appear this morning. Probably another wee gremlin in the works. Following my visit to the hospital the other day there, I was put on a new medication. I've booed previously about restless legs and jerking in bed. But off recent, it's been like sudden jerks of the whole body, as if reacting to something in my dreams when I do sleep. It wakens me up, so I had to go and see about that. And they've put me on a new medication. Apparently, it's something they use and for people with Parkinson's disease. Now, the consultant at the hospital did say, I've not got Parkinson's disease, but this is one of the medications. And I understand that they do use medications for many uses. And these wee things, if they take two at night, these wee things are like little stars. That's the shape, little stars. Or they're kind of like, you know, those little kind of sweet things you used to get when you were young. It was about the size, the base would be about the size of a, well, maybe a 5p, but slightly bigger, maybe a penny. And it was biscuit, and then there was this fondant stuff on top, so it was a kind of sweet biscuit, and you bought them by the quarter. That's old money quarter. It would be 100 grams today, or near enough. Well, that's what they look like. And I don't know, something's happening. I had a far better sleep last night. I had a good sleep the night before, but last night was far superior. So maybe they're kicking in. I hope so. Because I've been very, very tired, especially afternoon. Sometimes falling asleep in the chair. So, hopefully, it's all work. Just taking medications after medications, it doesn't help your digestive system either. So, we'll see. This morning, again, for no apparent reason, thoughts come into my head. My heads, yeah, that's the medication talking. I've got heads now. About, in particular, one friend that I worked with for a good number of years before we went our separate ways when the company folded. And we kept in touch by the odd phone call, always sent each other Christmas cards, Easter cards, things like that. And he only moved through the east coast of Scotland, through Haddington Way. So he's not that far away, but we've never met since about 10 years ago. No, it wouldn't be 10, about 6 or 7 years ago. And so Robert came into my thoughts this morning. Strange that, isn't it? Why, out of the blue? And we were good mates. We didn't go out socialising together, except we would go out for Christmas dinner with some other guys. But just being great friends. And Robert's not the only one. And you know that the funny thing is that a guy, another Robert, who I, when I was serving my apprenticeship way back, this Robert and our other friend George, we went to college, what they called Dare Release at that time, but at the beginning of your apprenticeship we went, it was, I think it was 4 days or 5 days a week to start with, then it boiled down to four, and then three, two and one, eventually by the end of your apprenticeship. And there we sat our electrical engineering exams. And George eventually went up to Dunray. I'm sure he's back in here somewhere, but I've never seen him since. And we were great friends for socialising. And the funny thing is that Robert, who is the life and soul of the party, I can't meet him without laughing. He just kicks me off every time. He's such a big, cheery lad. And he can laugh about everyday events. And he's probably a quarter of a mile from here. And I meet him regularly up the street, up the town. And it's great to think that out of all the friends that I've made over the years, and all the ones I've lost, either lost through, well, passing on, or moving on, and I still have probably one of my best friends ever, still down the road. We don't socialise together. Haven't done that since we were young men, going out with our young wives when we became journeymen. But I know whenever I see Rab that my day will be brightened up. You know, you see people who are so mournful in life, excuse me, that they look as if they're carrying the whole worries of the world on their shoulders every day, every minute. And then guys like Robert, who has had operations, is waiting for another operation on his knee, which is knackered now. And yet he's such a colourful and a happy guy. I'm not saying he'd be happy entirely in life, but it's just a pleasure to have a friend like that. To know, even if you see him 200 yards away, that you want to bump into him, you don't want to avoid him. You want to see him because you know you're going to be cheered up by just his whole attitude to life. Isn't that great? So, thoughts on this morning. As the sky's cleared, it's very strange how that happens, you know. It looks as if it's going to be beautiful again. Well, thank the Lord for that. That'll be nice. Another warm, sunny day, hopefully. Warm for us is about, 17, 18 degrees. Really nice and warm is about 22. Any more than that, we can't thole it. So, finish my tea, go on with the morning duties. My wife got a coconut the other day there. Heaven knows why, because she never eats this stuff unless I grate it. So it sat in the fridge with a chunk missing out of it. And it's ended up, of course, hanging from a tree in the garden, looking like a proper little coconut home. And this morning, the coal tits were hanging upside down, eating from it. So much waste in the world, and probably I'll throw coconuts out, and probably my wife would have thrown that coconut out. And all I got out of it was the milk from inside. But it will feed the wee birdies for a wee while. Maybe giving me an incentive to get a couple hung up for the winter coming in. Tea. The harbinger of warm feelings.